Now, will you listen to him as he speaks to the bride? He says, I have compared thee, O my love. Now, as we said before, when the word love is used, it is the bridegroom speaking to the bride. When it's beloved, it is the bride speaking to the bridegroom. I have compared thee, O my love, to a company of horses in Pharaoh's chariots. Now, I suppose that if we had Moses here today and the children of Israel who went down to the Red Sea and found their way blocked there, and they looked back and they saw Pharaoh's chariots coming, well, it was terrible as an army with banners, for that's what it was. And it was very impressive. And actually, he's overwhelmed by the beauty of this country girl, this hillbilly girl. She had none of the graces of the court. She'd never been to a beauty parlor. She had never taken really care of herself. Hers was just a natural beauty, you know. She had never seen any of these advertisements on TV that you use a certain kind of a hair tonic or a shampoo or a cream or a spray. They've got it today in every form you can think of, in a powder. And you can buy the great big economy size, pour it in your swimming pool and jump in. I tell you, today it's great. But she didn't have that advantage. She had this natural beauty that he saw in her. Now he goes on to say, thy cheeks are comely with rows of jewel, thy neck with chains of gold. How beautiful this is, and how lovely this is, and how intimate this is. And he says, we'll make thee borders of gold with studs of silver. He said, I intend to cover you with jewelry. I intend to make you quite lovely. And he goes on to speak of her, her cheeks and her neck. These are parts of the body that appeal in a love affair. I'm sure that there are many of you today, many of you ladies, you notice the eyelashes of your husband of all things. And you notice his physique. And you husbands, you notice the cheeks and the eyes, even the little ears like a shell. All of that sort of thing, you see. Now, may I say to you, he's speaking of the bride. Now, the bride's the church. And the Lord Jesus Christ, does he find any beauty in the church? Why, my friend, he found us lost sinners, like this girl out yonder, neglected, her hair not taken care of. I imagine a comb hadn't been through her hair for years, but she had a natural beauty. Now, there's nothing in us, actually, that appealed to Christ. This idea today that there must have been something in us. Friend, just believe him when he says, we bring nothing, he provides everything. We are not lovely. When he came down to deliver the children of Israel, he didn't say, you are such superior people to the Egyptians. They weren't. They were inferior. He said, you're faithful to me. They were not faithful to him. You are not in idolatry. They were in idolatry. They were faithless. They had deserted God. They had turned their back upon him, and they were engaged in gross immorality. Well, what appealed to God? Why would he waste his time with them? Well, he said to Moses, said, I heard their groaning. That appeals to God. Your lost condition today, he loves you. And your lost condition caused him to provide a salvation for you. And then he says, I remember my covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God says, when I say a thing, I intend to make good. And God says, if you don't do anything but trust Christ, you will be saved. My, what a picture that we have here. And this is a glorious picture, may I say, of the church. It's the church as he is going to make her. You remember, that is what we're told over in Ephesians. And you remember the thing that he says there, Christ also loved the church, and he gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the Word. You see that He uses the Word of God to sanctify also. It's a miracle soap, by the way, that He might present it to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy without blemish. That is, holy, set apart from Him, and without blemish. What's happened? Why, He's redeemed us. He paid a price for us. He has subtracted our sins, but He added His righteousness, and we are covered with the righteousness of Christ and stand complete in Him, accepted in the Beloved.